the last day of Five Saturdays. Hard to believe it's already here, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us, in particular since you guys are returning students last year and facilitators this year. So we wanted to ask you a few questions. First, we wanted to ask you is how you were able to integrate the skills that you learned last year, so the Scrum, the Agile, and then the business readiness skills, and how you use them in your school projects or any other activities.
Well, in my activities, I was able to work more as a team because used to I was more like of a shy person, and so like after coming here, like I was able to build up my confidence, and then like from here, I was like, oh, like I want to do like the same thing, so like, and like come and like help out, and like maybe I can help up other students and all that.
Great. So leadership for you then.
Yeah, and for me, I used the Kanban board and I used Scrum to figure out what I wanted to do for next year.
Great.
Like what classes I was going to take, what programs I wanted to take, after school programs I wanted to take too, and activities so I could have my time all good. I wouldn't have any conflicts.
Oh, that's great.
And by using that, I actually joined ASB and I got in, which was really surprising for me because at first I was like, I'm not really outgoing, like out there in school. So by me joining ASB was like a really accomplishment because I feel like I'm going to get more confidence. I'm going to be more talkative. I'll be able to speak easier and plan because I'm Commissioner of Community Involvement. So I'm going to be planning a bunch of events for the whole community to like donate to programs and other foundations.
Great. Do you think you'll get the ASB group to use a Kanban board?
Yes.
You should take
I think
that concept.
I will.
Yeah,
I will
great.
Because many of the events sometimes don't fit into the calendar, so we will have to use the Kanban board, like what we're doing, what we're going to do, what we have resolved. So that would be a great way to use a Kanban board for ASB and a great change too.
Great. What about you? Did you use a Kanban board for school activities and school projects or anything?
I did. Whenever I did a project, I was able to like, okay, I need to like get these like written down before like I do it. And so like once like I was like doing it like one by one, I was like, okay, like I already did this, so I'll put this over there. And then like some things at home, I had to do chores, and then like my mom tells me a bunch of like a whole list, and so from there like I had to like, okay, I need to write it down, and then from there like one by one like I had to like,
and you can show her these are in progress too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well what about this year? So this year you returned as a facilitators. What did you want to share with the students that were here this year?
I wanted for them to like loosen them up. Because, like, some of them, like, they were like me. I was, like, really shy. And so, like, I was like, okay, like, I want to be, like, as their friend. So, like, I wanted, like, want them to build up the confidence. And, like, and then from there, like, maybe, like, later in the future, they can ask me or I can ask them, like, for any advices or, like, if they need anything or maybe, like, they can like get like a job probably. And
So like serving as a mentor for them.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. What about for you?
So for me, as being a facilitator and actually being part of a student, like playing the role play as a student too, when we were doing the Lego activity, I remembered that we needed both perspective, as the owner's perspective and the person that was building the building. So I didn't really want to actually say anything. I wanted my other group to actually say something. So when the owner was going around and looking at our building, he wanted the blue Lego up. And I knew that he was going to say something about our building because we didn't ask. Because he said he wanted a tall building, but he didn't specify what he wanted. Like, did he want windows, how many stories, does he want elevators, stairs, or things like that. So I actually did like being a facilitator because I felt more engaged as I was last year because I was just following directions and trying to do my best to do what I was supposed to do. And this year I actually did do it pretty well.
So putting those skills into perspective.
Yes.
Well, what have you both learned as facilitators this year? Has your learning continued to evolve? You just mentioned an example. I'm sorry.
For mine, it's really been a great experience to know that some of these the students come up to us and he did this last year, how did you do it? Get ideas and I learned to in the beginning I noticed that I always get shy around people, and which from there I learned about myself that you can't be like this, because later they're gonna be she's shy and she doesn't really know anything. And so from there now I build up confidence, and now I once I meet them hi, I don't really bite. And so from there I want them I learned that to give up myself to them, and so they don't have to be as shy as
great. What about for you?
So I also learned that because we're building resumes, I actually gave out advice what the managers or the people that actually employ people are looking for. Because as me, I have a job, and I really didn't get interviewed. I just gave them out my resume and my business card, and that went pretty well. And I also asked for feedback. So from getting feedback from an older person, and from last year, I got feedback from a resume too. So when the students ask me, oh, is this okay, or should I add, or should I put the date or the location, should I put this more brief or add a little bit more? So I actually learned how to give out advice and how to receive advice in a positive way, not in a negative way. So that was pretty well.
That was great. All right, just quickly, any last things you guys want to add about this summer's student workshop?
I thank Dave for doing this program, because this costs so much money, and yet we get this for free. It's really a great experience, and able to get this to integrate it, and then to go out to the community and go help them out too. It's just a really fun experience, and I'm very grateful for it.
Great.
Well, I'm really thankful for having Dr. Dave invite us again, and for you facilitators here actually giving out your time for us and teaching us the way we should do our resume, how we should use the Kanban board wisely, how to take notes and meet other people. That was really incredible, and I will come back next year as a facilitator to teach for the next students. Okay. I'm really excited for next year, to be honest.
Great. Well, we'll sign you up. All right. And did you want to say any last thoughts to our sponsors?
Yes, I would like to thank the Scrump Alliance.
And the Agile Alliance.
And the nonshare.org Alliance.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.